이라에서.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkul Amin Aleph Amin Aleph. We're holding on Amin Aleph Amin Aleph, the second line from the top, by the words Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Sukkah Gzula, if a person has a Sukkah Gzula, Vamisakech Bereshus HaRabim, a person who builds a Sukkah in the Bereshus HaRabim without permission, so it's stolen. So the halacha is Rabbi Eliezer Paisa V'Chachamim Machshirin. Rabbi Eliezer says such a Sukkah is possible, and the Chachamim say it's kosher. Now, I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman explains that machlokes b'shetoykef as chaveroi v'hoitziyoi misu kasoi. That the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is after talking about a case where Reuven conquers over, he takes over Shimon's sukkah. He goes in, he forces Shimon out, and he goes into the sukkah. He takes over the sukkah. So now, Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei, Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasoi, Rabbi Eliezer who holds that it's possible, he's l'shitasoi, da'amar ein adam yaitzei dechivasoi b'su kasoi shal chaveroi. He holds that a person can't even be yaitzei the mitzvah in a borrowed sukkah. And therefore, miman nefshach in such a sukkah, you're not yaitzei. Because I karka nigzelas sukkah gzulahi. If karka is nigzelas, if we pass on like the man Damar who says, karka nigzelas, so then it's mamash a sukkah gzula. Vinami karka in a nigzelas, even if you'll tell me it's not nigzelas, it's still sukkah shu'ulahi, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that it has to be yours, it can't even be borrowed. V'rabbanan l'tamayu, the rabbanan who say it's kosher, they're the shitasam, the amri adam they darshan we add on chavzayinim abeis that a person could be yoytzei the mitzvah in someone else's sukkah, and they hold the karka in an igzalas, the karka is not stolen, and therefore the sukkah she'ulahi, it comes out this sukkah is borrowed, and the person could be yoytzei his mitzvah in a borrowed sukkah. So says Rav Nachman, that's the machlokes. Avo gazal eitzem v'sikich behen, but if you stole wood and you use the wood for the schach, so then difriakol ein loy ela demei eitzem. Everybody holds you just have to pay back the nigzal, the value of the eitzim, and therefore it's not a stolen sukkah. The halacha is you're allowed to keep the eitzim. That's part of a takana called takanas hashavim, that chazal were chayshesh, that maybe if a person had to return the wood, he just wouldn't do it. He would have to knock down his house to return the wood. He wouldn't do it. So therefore they said if a person steals wood and he builds it into his house, he just has to pay back the value. So too over here, if a person stole the wood and he built it into his sukkah, he just has to pay back the value. Mamela, it's not called a sukkah gzula, and everybody would hold that you're yaitzei. Says the Gemara Mimai, how does Rav Nachman know to say this whole shtickle Torah? Where does he see it from in the Braisa that we're talking specifically about a case where Reuven takes over Shimon's sukkah? Says the Gemara Mimai, the Katani Dumi Dershus HaRabim. Because it says sukkah Gzula next to the case of Amisakich Bershus HaRabim. So it has to be similar. Ma Bershus HaRabim Karka Lav Didehu. Sukkanami Lav Karka Didehu. Just like the case of the Rishus HaRabim. It's your wood, it's your walls, everything's yours. The problem is that the Karka is not yours. So too, the sukkah gzula in the reisha of the braisa is talking about a sukkah that a person stole the actual karka of the sukkah. A person stole the edifice of the karka, and therefore we're talking about a case where Reuven went into Shimon's property and stole the actual sukkah. There was once an older lady that went in front of Rav Nachman, and Amr Lay, and she said to him, Reish Galusa v'kulu Rabban and the Bei Reish Galusa b'sukkah gzula havu yasvi. That the Reish Galusa and all is the Rabbanim that are by him, they're sitting in a stolen sukkah. She meant to say that they stole her wood, and they built it into their sukkah, and therefore they're not yoy to the mitzvah, because they stole her wood, it's a sukkah gzula. Now, we already said before that that's not really true, because stolen wood, we have to konas hashavim, they're not required to return the wood. It's not called a sukkah gzula. But that's what this lady was saying. So, tzav chavoy ashkech ba Rav Nachman. She was screaming, and Rav Nachman wasn't paying any attention to her. He wasn't masking to her taina. Amrele, she said to him, Issa dehavuli lahavua tlasmea v'tamnis re'avdi, a woman that her father had 318 servants, referring to her great-great-great-grandfather, Avram Avinu, who had 318 servants. She's screaming in front of you. You're not paying any attention to her. How could you just ignore her? How could you ignore my taina? So Amar Luhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to his talmidim who are around him that you should know that this lady is just a screamer. Because the halacha is tekanas hashavim. All she gets is the demei eitzim. They're not required to pay back the wood. They just have to pay back the value of the wood, and therefore it's not considered a sukkah gzula. Amar Avina, haikashura demitalalta de gzula. If a person stole a beam and put it into a sukkah, so the halacha is avdi le rabbanan tekan. Anta Mishum Takanas Marish. The Rabbanim made a Takana, Takanas Marish, like we said before, Takanas Hashavim, that you don't have to return the beam. They just have to pay back the value. Says the Gemara Pshitot. So that's why Maishna Me'etzim. Why are you specifying this about a beam? Why would this be any different than the Eitzim, than the case of the wood that a person stole and used it as Schach? Says the Gemara, I would detain Me'etzim Shchichi. I might have thought to say that wood is something that could be, it's common, you could very easily replace it. Therefore, the abundance at the Kanas Hashavim just pay back the value and the Nigza will go buy more wood. Avolhai, but when it comes over here to a beam, Lo Shchicha, where it's less common, so Emol. Maybe the Rabbanan wouldn't say to Kanas Hashavim that you should just pay back the value because you're shtickle messing over the Nigzal. Kamash Malan, that no, it's even in such a case, the Rabbanan said to Kanas Hashavim, that was the Chiddush of Ravina. Now says the Gemara, Hanimili Bigoy Shiva. This whole halacha, that a person doesn't have to knock down his sukkah to return the wood, that's dafka if it's within the 7 days of sukkahs. Avol abasar shiva, hadar be'enei. After sukkahs, he has to break down the sukkah to return the wood, because then already it's not a big deal. So there's no need for the takanas hashavim. However, v'chibra betina, if it is a big deal, because he attached it with cement, so then afilu la'achar shiva nami yahav le'demei. So then even after the 7 days of sukkahs, he just has to pay back the value, because then we still need the takanas hashavim to help him out, because it would be very difficult to knock it down. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So now we finished discussing the case of the lulav of a gozel. Now we'll move on to the next case of the Mishnah, is the lulav of a yavish. So says the Gemara Tana, we learned in the Braiso, the yavish pasul. That we mentioned in the Mishnah that the din is a lulav of a yavish is pasul. However, says the Braiso, that Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda was machshir lulav of a yavish. Amar Rava, Rava explained that machleikas belulav. This idea that Rabbi Yehuda was machshir yavish, it's dafka by the lulav that he was machshir yavish. The Rabbanan savri machshin and lulav la'asrug. The Rabbanan hold that by lulav also it needs to be beautiful. It has to be that it's not yavish because we compare lulav to asrug. Ma asrug bay hadar, just like an asrug needs to be hadar. The pasuk says priates hadar. Af lulav bay hadar, so the lulav also has to be mahadar. Rabbi Yehuda savri loy machshin and lulav la'asrug. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that he doesn't have such a hekesh. We don't compare lulav to asrug. And therefore, being that it doesn't say hadar by lulav, a lulav doesn't have to be mahadar. Of a be'asrug, divrei kol hadar be'inon. But everybody agrees when it comes to the asrug, where it says, l'kachtam l'chem b'yayim arishayim priyates hadar, it says hadar l'hedyah by the asrug, so that everybody is masking that the asrug has to be hadar, it can't be yavish. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that lulav could be yavish, would be masking that an asrug cannot be yavish. Says the Gemara, "Belulav lebay Rabbi Yehuda hadar." You mean to tell me that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is machshir a lulav a yavish is because he doesn't hold of hadar by lulav? Is that really true? He doesn't hold of hadar. Vatanaba, we learned in our Mishnah by the case of nifridu alav, but the leaves of the lulav spread out. That Rabbi Yehuda aimer yagdenu milamaylo. He says you have to tie the leaves together when they spread out. You have to tie it together. My taima. Now, why does he say you have to tie it together? Lav mishum debay hadar. Isn't it so that it should look nice? Meaning he requires hadar. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda, even by lulav, does require hadar. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, that's not Rabbi Yehuda's reason. Rather, kedekatani taima, it's like Rabbi Yehuda explained, kedekatani taima, Rabbi Yehuda aimer, mishim Rabbi Tarfun, kapa is tamarim, kafus, we learn that from there, you have to tie it up, the mayaparad yichpesenu, and if the leaves branch outwards, so you have to tie it all together. That's Rabbi Yehuda's makar, it's not so that it should look nicer, it's poshut from Exeris Akosov, because the Torah says, kapa is tamarim. Says the Gemara, v'loy by hadar. Still, you mean to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require the lulav to look beautiful to be hadar? V'atnami, we learned in the Mishnah that ain oigden as a lulav el b'minoi. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you dafka have to use one of the minim to tie up the lulav. When you tie together the lulav with the dasim da'ravis, so you have to use something that's one of the minim of these in order to tie it together. Now, my taima, why is he makve? Why does he have such a hakpada? Lav mishum de boy hadar. Isn't it because he wants it to be color coordinated? He wants it to look nice. He wants you to dafka use the same inch, that it should look nice. It should all be the same color. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, that's not Rabbi Yehuda's reason. The Ha'amar Rava, and I'll prove it to you that that's not where Rabbi Yehuda was coming from, because Rava said that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, afilu besiv, afilu bekor de dikla, you could even use these other materials that are the same min, but they have different colors. So obviously the reason for Rabbi Yehuda requiring the same min is not that they should be color coordinated, because he even allows these different materials that are not the same color. Ve'ala maitaimad Rabbi Yehuda, rather, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Ha, Asam de Kasavar, there the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because he holds that Lulav Tzarech Eged. The reason why he requires the Eged to be the same min is not that it should look nice, rather it's because he holds that the Eged is an integral part of the mitzvah. Lulav Tzarech Eged. Now the problem with that is V'imaisa Mina Achrina, if you use a different min to tie together the Lulav, Havlu Chamisha Minin. It's going to be considered five different minim. And therefore it's going to be a problem of Baal Taisef. That's why Rabbi Yehuda requires you to use the same min as the Eged. When you're Ma'agedet, he requires you to use one of the minim. But not because he wants it to be color coordinated, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care for that. Rabbi Yehuda does not require Hadar when it comes to Lulav, only when it comes to the Esrog.